although it's really important to everyone listening to your show, if you're a good guy and yep. you know that you're going to win, you don't have to do this until the 19th of January. You could even do it on the morning of the 20th. If you, when we knew, watched President Trump at the Alamo today on the wall, yeah. does that look like a man who's beaten? Does that look like a man that's just ready to give in? No, he's incredibly confident. Why is he incredibly confident? Because the other side have made the most stupid mistakes, excuse me, because he's allowed them to do it. I'm an ex-politician. I don't even think we talked about that. I'm an ex-lawmaker. I did 3 terms of office in this country. Mm-hmm. So I should be more aware of politics. But there are people who've never been lawmakers. They wouldn't make the mistake that the majority House Speaker made. I mean, she phoned up the Joint Chiefs and asked them how she could have the nuclear codes transferred to her because she thought that President Trump was unstable. Well, actually, that's worth 20 years in prison. And it's also possibly worth the death penalty. Now, why in the name of the good Lord would you do that? You'd either do it for 2 reasons. One, you're incredibly desperate, yep. or you just don't think they're going to touch you. That's the only 2 possibilities. So what will happen, there are two possible scenarios. One is that President Trump will be inaugurated on the 20th, and it won't be in the Congress, it will be in the White House, and that's not the first time you guys have had that. Yep. There's another possibility where there's no inauguration of either side on the 20th. There is a military, quasi-military, what we call an interregnum, which will run to the first week in April, where the country is run by martial law. And then when the truth is proved, President Trump won't have to have another election. He will just move straight in to being the president. When will things happen? I on my website, with the website still up, everything else they've taken down, but on my website, I said to you, watch Pompeo. I'm talking to your audience now, Doug. Watch yep. Pompeo when he tweets 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. There's a real key to this. And last night, that's exactly what happened. Some people are arguing that it didn't. Well, it did. And that meant that we were all systems go. And then we started getting videos of troop movements into Texas. We started getting reports of everything else. What I can say to you is that over the next few days, action will be covert. And then as we get towards the 20th, action will be overt. And then you'll see it coming. Now, I've been asked by the, when I say the administration, I don't mean the president, I mean the people around him. I've been asked to use my influence to keep people calm. They've said to me that, Simon, one of the greatest things you can do is tell people to hold on, hang on, keep calm, because justice is coming. And we can't go at the speed that the people want. We have to go at the speed that we have to go at.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. A big night for us here on the program. Perhaps one of the most important, if not the most important program that we have produced here to date. We have with us the man who is privy to the information that we all crave, that we all want, that we all need. And he, perhaps one of only a handful of people on the planet who can provide it to us, is with us tonight on The Right Side. Tonight I have as our special guest for about 40 minutes a conversation with Simon Parks. You don't want to miss it. In fact, you shouldn't. You can't miss this program. Save it and share it. Breaking news straight ahead, right here on The Right Side with Doug Billings. A Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Obviously, a big night for us here on the program. We have with us Simon Parks from the UK. Simon, thank you so much for coming on this program. We obviously have heard about you. You've made quite a splash out there in the world with regards to the news of the day, especially the political environment with regards to what has happened to us in not only the United States, but the world since November 3rd and prior to that. So welcome, Simon Parks, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Doug. I'm very delighted that you've been kind enough to invite me to speak to you and your audience. And I must just say that I have actually been going for 10 years, but I think that the actions of the last few months have brought me to the forefront.
Obviously. Yes, yes, indeed, sir. Tell, for the sake of my audience, I know that in certain areas, everyone that I speak to knows you, but for just for the slight few who may not, and I'm curious also, how did you get your start in this? And how do you, Simon, how do you get the kind of information that you're dispensing to us?
Okay. And two questions there, Doug. So let's take it in the order that you've put them in there. I'm very honored that you think that many of your audience will know me. I bet you many of them don't. But for those who don't know me, then I'm be happy just to do a few minutes. I'm not going to give you a resume. I'll just say to you that my mother worked for MI5, with the British Internal Security Service, but really she was working for the National Security Agency. And my grandfather was working for MI6, which we call the Secret Service because that's the external brand. But really, he was working for the CIA. Wow. My grandfather was also a British diplomat. So the family that I grew up in was very much steeped in that type of environment. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, perhaps now, I had somebody turn up at my door here who said they'd really liked the work I was doing and wanted to meet me and have a chat with me, and spent 4 hours here talking to me, looking around the house, and said, "We don't believe in application forms where I come from. We want to see the person in the house and see what they're really like." And then maybe 3 months later, this person contacted me and said, "I'd like to offer you a job in Arizona, Phoenix, 5-year contract, move you and everyone else you want out." So the information I receive comes from people who actually know. I'm not a researcher. I don't go through. The only thing I do watch actually is the BBC and the CNN, because I want to see what the spin is. I want to understand what they're telling the people, because I have to try to counteract it. I know people say don't watch mainstream media, but I need to know what they're saying. So my information, Doug, is coming from the heart of the operation, shall we put it like that?
Okay. Well, it's fascinating, Simon. And it, of course, a lot of people are going, why is he watching CNN? That's the clown network. But of course, the spin is the reason why. You know, it's not news.
Yes.
Yep. What about one more question about explaining something that many people have heard about, but yet very few, I think, have a solid idea about what it actually is. And that is, and I was watching your program today, Q. Can you explain, before we get into the meat of what really what I want to talk about tonight, there is so much confusion about Q. I think a lot of people think it's a person, one person. And I think that from what I've gathered, four people in a quantum computer really was the beginning of Q, was somewhere in Scottsdale, Arizona. Can you give us a Reader's Digest version of Q?
It was most definitely a military operation to start with, and it was always penciled in as one of the main fight backs to give information to the public, to let the people understand figures, numerology, calculations, and to become experts in their own field. And after the first few months, it was transferred across to the people, small select groups, and then it just mushroomed and developed. So now we can't really talk about Q as a person. What we can refer to Q as a core group, and then you've got the Anons from that, who don't even know who Q is, and that's meant to be, that's deliberate. And all the Anons are doing the most incredible work, wonderful work, and posting. But what Q has are spokespeople who have to manage and have to interface between the Pentagon, between the White House, and between the civilian network that exists. And so there are individuals who can speak, not on cue, but they can speak in relation to the authority that they have been given to speak on the subjects that they have cause to be interested in. And, you know, I obviously am very privileged to sometimes get a call from that network. You know, and that's always, that information is absolutely accurate. I don't even have to double check that. All my other information, generally, I will wait until an independent source comes in. But when I get something from that, I know it's gospel truth and I'll believe it.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Let me, one specific question about Q. Is President Trump involved with Q?
Cannot afford to be directly connected. Where the connection comes from is John F. Kennedy. That's where this connection all comes from, the Kennedy line and the murder of that great man. And so some people say that President Trump is Q, some people say he's not. What I'm saying is that what we have now is a standalone, organic, free-thinking element that is able to engage with people and give them the heads up what's on the future.
Okay. Interesting. All right. And all right, Simon, let's dig into some of the information as it pertains to what's going on, not only in the United States, but indeed the world since November 3rd. Anything new? I think most of us have heard about the Italy, Vatican, connection, the Da Vinci satellites, the interference with the election, affidavits apparently today or yesterday or sometime in the recent times, the Italian government has provided this to the United States Congress. How much light can you shed on any of that news today? Is there anything new with regards to Italy, the Vatican, the satellites, and voter fraud? With regards to the Dominion system.
Right. There's no development on that, except I can tell you that in two locations in Vatican City, there are operations to dig down from the surface underground.
Okay. All right, Simon, a specific question about the Vatican. Do you know if the Pope has been arrested or not?
No. This is one of the big questions.
Yeah,
for there's sure. A possibility that the Pope was taken out back in June of last year, a very real possibility, and they have been getting by on body doubles or even a holograph, sort of a low-tech form of Project Bluebeam. Okay. There is also the possibility that he is still around and they are using holographs just to put him in certain locations when really he's in another location. What I definitely, absolutely can tell you is that he's on the arrest list. And the trouble is that where do these people go? You know, somebody like the Pope can't just, you know, jump into a boat and go somewhere because he'll be found. He's got nowhere to go, so they've got to tough it out. They've got to try and make deals. They've got to try and survive. And that's what these people are doing at the moment, Doug. They're trying to cut a deal.
Wow. Fascinating. As far as the arrest list, you brought up the arrest list. Okay, so that obviously a million questions, but specifically, what can you tell us about indictments? I mean, are people like... you know, Comey and Brennan, Page and Strzok, all of the players that we've heard about, in certainly the states, and I would wager to say the world. Anyone else that you can tell us, and if there's a long list, we don't have to go through the name, but the list, but if there's heavy hitters, who are they, Simon?
Right. There's something like originally nearly 400,000 indictments, something like that. I stopped counting 2 years ago.
Okay.
But that's not realistic. Those numbers have been put down to who they think is worth going for. And they gave me the exact figures 3 days ago, and I can't remember the tail end. It's 192,000 and something. So it's just under 200,000. And I think what they've done is they've said 200,000 is the maximum number that we can realistically expect to deal with. Okay.
This is worldwide you're talking about.
Yes,
yeah,
it is worldwide, although I would say the vast majority of them are in the US, mainland US.
Okay.
But it is worldwide.
Okay.
That's why you've had these barriers going up between Quebec and the US. And it's got nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah.
If we think about Italy and the connection that Italy plays, and we understand that the Vatican is a very powerful player, then we might not be surprised to learn that key household names in the United States have large banking deposits, not in Zurich in Switzerland, not in some offshore island, but actually held in the Vatican's own bank. Mm-hmm. And this is the key point, that some of the most talked about names in your country are holding billions in personal bank accounts. And the big question always was, where did it come from? Well, I can tell you that all that information has been obtained. So I don't think that there's a household name that won't be looked at. That's how sad it is. Wow. I think we're not going to say those. I'm not going to say those names.
Sure.
But those people that, whether they were politicians or whether they are politicians or whether they're hugely successful business people, if they're on that list, someone's going to come knocking on their door. And if they've got money in the Vatican Bank, they're in real trouble. They'll never get that out.
Goodness. Okay, Simon, moving on to one of the questions that we get here all of the time, and especially since January 6th, the Electoral College vote was tallied in a joint session of Congress. Mm-hmm. And you know how that went. Mm-hmm. Every one of the listeners of this program want to know, when are we going to see results? When will these arrests begin to happen? Now, and I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think that some of the arrests probably have already happened. But as far as, you know, something that the general public can see, when are we going to see results?
It is the big question. And I think I talked about, you know, public want to see tanks on the streets. They want to see mainstream media coming down. Yeah. They want to see tangible, obvious results. Even the most unawake and unaware person in the street is forced to accept what's happened. I think that's what people want. And they're very frustrated because they want that. There have been to date something like 700 arrests since the start of this situation. All of these are low to medium ranking people. You cannot take the top people out to start with because the lower rankers have got places to run, but the top rankers haven't got places to run. Now, I'll answer your question as detailed as I can.
Yep. What about the Biden family, Simon?
Well, I promise to answer your question.
Okay.
I promise to.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Although it's really important to everyone listening to your show, if you're a good guy and you know that you're going to win, you don't have to do this until the 19th of January. You could even do it on the morning of the 20th. If you, when we watched President Trump at the Alamo today on the wall, Does that look like a man who's beaten? Does that look like a man that's just ready to give in? No, he's incredibly confident. Why is he incredibly confident? Because the other side have made the most stupid mistakes, excuse me, because he's allowed them to do it. I'm an ex-politician. I don't even think we talked about that. I'm an ex-lawmaker. I did three terms of office in this country. Mm-hmm. So I should be more aware of politics. But there are people who've never been lawmakers. They wouldn't make the mistake that the majority House Speaker made. I mean, she phoned up the Joint Chiefs and asked them how she could have the nuclear codes transferred to her, because she thought that President Trump was unstable. Well, actually, that's worth 20 years in prison. And it's also possibly worth the death penalty. Now, why in the name of the good Lord would you do that? You'd either do it for two reasons. One, you're incredibly desperate, or you just don't think they're going to touch you. That's the only two possibilities. So what will happen, and there are two possible scenarios. One is that President Trump will be inaugurated on the 20th, and it won't be in the Congress, it will be in the White House, and that's not the first time you guys have had that. Yep. There's another possibility where there's no inauguration of either side on the 20th. There is a military, quasi-military, what we call an interregnum, which will run to the first week in April, where the country is run by martial law. And then when the truth is proved, President Trump won't have to have another election. He will just move straight in to being the president. When will things happen? I on my website, with the website still up, everything else they've taken down, but on my website, I said to you, watch Pompeo. I'm talking to your audience now, Doug. Watch yep. Pompeo when he tweets 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. There's a real key to this. And last night, that's exactly what happened. Some people are arguing that it didn't. Well, it did. And that meant that we were all systems go. And then we started getting videos of troop movements into Texas. We started getting reports of everything else. What I can say to you is that over the next few days, action will be covert. And then as we get towards the 20th, action will be overt. And then you'll see it coming. Now, I've been asked by the, when I say the administration, I don't mean the president, I mean the people around him. I've been asked to use my influence to keep people calm. They've said to me that, Simon, one of the greatest things you can do is tell people to hold on, hang on, keep calm, because justice is coming. And we can't go at the speed that the people want. We have to go at the speed that we have to go at.
Excellent. Okay. Yeah, that's powerful. Interesting news. Wow. What about, so I agree with you that as I look at Nancy Pelosi and the radical left, I really don't see anything other than fear. I the second impeachment, talk of the 25th Amendment, in my estimation, it's simply a way to assassinate a political career of President Trump so that he can't run either this time or in 2024. Is that the sense that you have, the fear of?
I have a great deal of sympathy for the Vice President Mike Pence, because Nancy Pelosi thinks that he is blackmailable. I actually think that he won't touch the Amendment 25th at all. Yep. And will force the two houses to start a process. But you see, there are so many people on both sides of the house who've given up being God-fearing. Right. They're probably devil worshippers. Goodness knows what they are, Doug. Yeah. But they've given up the connection to the people. And so as a result of that, you're getting this very strange seesaw movement from politicians, almost acting as if they've gone crazy. And I think that I know for a fact that the president and those around him are watching this with interest. They're not watching it because they're frightened. I know for a fact that when President Trump goes to bed at night, he prays to God. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that's the same with Nancy Pelosi or any of the others. Actually think that because of that, President Trump is protected and he knows that he can just play his cards the way he wants, and then it will all come right in the end. Now, it doesn't mean we all sit in an armchair and do nothing, but what it means is that we don't panic. Right. And when we watched the president today, he wasn't panicking.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. I've, on this program many times, have said that it's obvious to me that God's divine providence is with Trump. It's only him who could have been president at this time for these issues. Yes. I don't know any other human being that could have done it, much less put up with all of the false accusations and the treachery that has faced him. What about the truth? Another rumor that comes up, Simon, you know, is the chaos at the Capitol. What can you tell us about whether or not there was in fact special ops involved in these laptops? What can you tell us about that?
I can tell you the truth, and I'll always tell you the truth, that what happened was that the Antifa and Black Lives Matters and other crazy left-wing communist groups used the cover to rush in. I believe that the mayor had done a deal with the security and the police so that they were so thinly patrolled that these guys could easily get in. I think the legitimate Trumpers, the demonstrators, were on the steps, but they didn't go into the building. They just wanted to be there with the flags and as your constitution allows them, to demonstrate peacefully. Yep. Now then, I believe that people's unknown used the mayhem of the Black Lives Matter and the Antifa to opportunistically make an opportunity to grab laptops. I think that some of them probably were even just stolen as souvenirs. I actually think so. And when these souvenirs got back and they found who they belonged to, I think that found their way to the good guys. So I don't believe that there was a deliberate attempt. I think that during that craziness, that's what occurred. What I can say to you is that when it became obvious that the majority House Speaker's laptop was missing, that is when she went to the second impeachment on Trump, because only she knows what's on that laptop. And I think it so frightened her that that could become public that it became either Trump or her, him or her, and that's why it's gone mad.
As you look at Vice President Mike Pence and the analysis that you have based on the data that you have, is Mike Pence loyal to the president?
Mike Pence will do exactly what he's supposed to do. He will not be the vice president in the second term. I personally hope that Lieutenant General Flynn is offered it and accepts it. If it's not offered or he doesn't accept it, I hope he will have another position in government. Yes. It was very important for him to be pardoned. Within 20 minutes of his pardon, he'd already got his security clearances back at the Pentagon. And it does mean that he can stand for office because he's been officially pardoned. So I personally would like to see him taking the role of Pence and becoming the new vice president.
Excellent. So would I, and many of the followers of this program at least feel the same way you do.
Well, he took the bullet for Trump.
Did he? Yeah, did he?
And that, there's not many that would do that. Yeah. And that shows he's a loyal patriot. He's also a believer in God. And I think that does come for a lot, actually.
Right.
And I think that he was never going to be corrupted. That's why the man deserves to hold office.
Truly a man of honor, no doubt about it, in my belief as well. Let me ask you then about Mike Pompeo. One question about him specifically. We saw a speech today. He spent a good amount of time today talking about Iran and how it is now the new, in his opinion, the new home of Al-Qaeda. Is Iran, as far as you know, a military target?
That's the hardest question you've asked me, Doug. First of all, Pompeo is 100% patriot.
Yep, of course.
He's a good man.
Yes.
Let's just get that clear.
Yes.
Iran is a target unless it steps back from the brink now. Because what's not being reported in the mainstream media is that tankers in the Gulf are already being limpet mined. There are already mines on these tankers, but the mainstream news doesn't want that out. unless Iran pulls back from the brink, things are going to happen which it might not recover from.
Okay. We have about 6 minutes left, I promise you, and I know it's late in the evening over in the UK.
Well, it's fine, Doug. You know, this is what I came here to do. And if you want to go on for 5 minutes more, it's entirely up to you.
Okay. All right. So what will we, in your opinion, you know, again, based on the data that you have, and I know that you've said that much of what we will see, much of what we won't see, because it will be covert. Yeah. There will be a lot of things that continue to go on behind the scenes. So our patience, the virtue of patience, is going to be an important one for all of us. Do you think martial law happen? Will there be tribunals in front of military courts at some point?
Yes, to both of those.
Okay.
The martial law actually, and the emergency broadcast service, are very dependent on what the mainstream media does. And I'll give you an example. Today, during the president's address from the wall at the Alamo, Fox News cut the president halfway through the speech, cut him, and moved to the DOJ. Other Patriot sites stayed with the president. Now, if mainstream media is going to refuse to carry the president's message, then the president will enact legislation to close down mainstream media and speak directly to the people. But you have a republic, for Lord's sake. You have one of the most wonderful countries in the world, and how awful it for a president to be pushed so much into a corner that he has to do that. But it's coming, Doug, because the other side are not even prepared to give ground. Then the president is left with that final resort, which is to talk to the people directly. And I think, yes, the answer is yes and yes.
Okay, very good. Lynn Wood, very famous figure, very vocal in all of this. Many, many people, the things that he says, the things that he posts, many people say, this guy's just a kook. None of this can be true. What can you tell us about the shocking information? I mean, everything from pedophilia to child trafficking, human trafficking in general. What can you tell us to make us feel comfortable with the information that he's giving us?
I don't think you can ever be comfortable with the information Lynn Wood is giving you, because Lynn Wood is giving you the truth. And no righteous human being should ever be comfortable in the name of God with what we've seen.
Amen.
So what I can say to you is Lynn Wood is 100% accurate. God bless him. The difficulty with Lynn Wood is that he gets so passionate that it's not perhaps what we need at the moment. The crowd is already ready to go. They don't need any more of that. Lynn Wood has spoken the truth, because Lynn Wood hates pedophilia. He hates the satanic side. He understands and he knows it. And it's terribly frustrating for him, because he wants to be open and tell the world, but he knows that it's not the right time. So Lynn Wood is a good guy, right on. Sydney Powell, you ought to understand that she's a military lawyer. The reason that she's dropped out at the moment is she's been held in reserve. So when there are courts martials, she can actually officiate, because she's not a civilian. She's a military person. Yeah. That's why she was brought in. Court martials. So Sydney Powell will be taking the lead. That's why she's quietly out at the moment.
Excellent. Okay. You've heard of Mike Lindell, I presume, the MyPillow guy over here in the States. He has a post up, you know, after I'm not sure if it was directly after the January 6th incidents or it was in recent weeks. He's on his plane. He's leaving. I think it was right after that march on Washington. He's going back home. He's adamant. He's saying, you guys, I'm promising you with 100% certainty that President Trump will have a second term. The evidence I've seen is unbelievable. I can't go into it now. But he is, I mean, for a guy like that, and there's many, you know, A-list celebrity types that are saying similar things. Is he telling us the truth? According to the data?
Yes, but I mean, Yes, he is. But I need to explain that, unfortunately, in the United States, as it stands, evidence and proof are worth nothing because your court system is completely corrupted. Your media is corrupted. And politicians or legislatures who should be standing up and doing what they should do are being frightened. So what he's saying is the evidence and the evidence is there. Therefore, you could paraphrase it and say, therefore, President Trump should be the president because the evidence is there. Now, the real question is, it's nothing to do with the evidence, is will President Trump become elected again for second term? Will he resit? And the answer is yes, he will, because the military will make sure of that. Then the evidence will come out. In other words, you have got to wash away all of the corrupt courts and the justices. I'm afraid there are two good justices in SCOTUS, two good ones, and you'll hear more of them in the weeks ahead. And what's going to happen is that once the judicial system, once your legislature is proper, then that evidence will come out. And there won't be a single decent person on the earth that will be cross with President Trump for taking the action he's taken. So the answer is yes, but not because of the evidence, but because people will stand by him and overcome the devil. That's the reality of it.
Excellent. And the enemy is busy these days for sure. What, okay. With regards to that, the evidence, the military, and so forth. It's my understanding that, and on my part, it's just an understanding. I guess I'm looking to you for some information that might have come from sources that the common folks like me can't get. Where does Trump stand with regards to the military's highest ranking officials? Do you think that they're with him? Have they seen this? Are they back? I mean, they certainly must be. I think I'm begging the question, yes, but from your perspective, why and how?
Okay. When JFK was murdered, 200 generals decided they'd had enough, but it would take decades to bring it right. And although those generals retire, they are replaced. And so it's always been a thing in the United States military at the highest level that you will always have 200 as part of a club. Can I just call it that? 200 part of a group. And if you remember when President Trump was inaugurated around that time, he said, I've got 200 generals behind me. This was a direct connection back to the days of JFK. Yeah. There shouldn't be any doubt that the US military will defend their president, because their president represents the Constitution and the Republic. The only problem you guys are going to have is with some city cops who are loyal to the mayor. But I can assure you that special forces operations, those cops are going to have to make a choice very quickly as to who do they back. There is no question in my mind. You see, you've got to appreciate that. You know, at the moment, the carrier task force, the fleets, are off the west and the east coast because the main targets are California, New York, and a couple of other places. If we're talking about martial law, we're not talking about the whole country, Doug. We're only talking about certain cities in certain states. You don't have, I'm absolutely confident that in Texas, you won't have martial law, right. But you might well have it in some of the other places that we know and read about so much. So you're not going to have a million troops on the ground. You might just have a few thousand. And the other problem is the CIA and the FBI. They are going to have to decide very quickly where they stand.
Yes, indeed. A lot of suspicion there.
Yeah.
Okay. On the previous question about the Supreme Court, I want to go back to that in a minute. But on this particular topic and this issue, the martial law issues, the ships that are off the coasts and so forth, airspace over the United States, it's my understanding that there's a very careful eye on private craft and so forth and where they're going to make sure that we're containing people. Have you heard the same?
Well, that's why you've got a curfew in Quebec.
Yes.
8 p.m. at night until 5 in the morning, and it's $6,000 fine if you're caught out on the street without a good reason why not. Yeah. Many of these people have private yachts and speedboats. They've got private aircraft and a whole range of methods of smuggling. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's not surprising that the airspace and the ports and the Coast Guard are doing everything they need to do. There's an air exclusion around Washington, D.C. at the moment because somewhat concerned that somebody might try and fly an airplane or a drone and cause trouble. So there is an exclusion zone around D.C. at the moment. And that's okay. been put in by the good guys, not the bad guys.
Right, right. Okay, back to the Supreme Court. You kind of tickled our fancy there when you said that there are two good justices on the court. Who are the good justices?
I will tell you.
I know I was going to put you on the spot there with that one.
Well, I have to protect people, but yep. One of them was a recent appointee.
Okay, all right. John Roberts, a bad guy? Roberts?
No, not a bad guy. No. Somebody who has a family and is very frightened of being blackmailed.
Ah, okay. Okay, Simon, we're at the end. I want to, but before we go, is there anything new that you haven't spoke that we can break? Is there any breaking news? Is there anything coming up that you can give a guy like me a break? And
bless you. Bless you. Yes, all right, because you're 100% good. There's no evil in you.
Thank you.
And I will say to you that the act, what we sometimes call the Insurrection Act, yeah. was signed a day or 2 days ago, but was put back in the president's desk drawer. And at about 9 a.m. Washington, D.C. time, it was taken out and acted on. So although it was signed 2 days ago, it wasn't handed to a staffer or a military to enact. It was put back in the drawer, but at 9 a.m. this morning, Washington time, it was taken out and was actioned. So what I can tell you is that as the words given to me were, the eagle is in flight.
Wow.
Which means there's no going back now. So that's the breaking news, which I haven't even put out anywhere else.
Well, thank you, Simon. So that it's not a drill.
Oh, how lovely. indeed, it's not a drill. Now, Doug, I don't want your audience thinking that suddenly the lights are all going to go off tonight and all the rest of
course.
Of it. But yeah. What it means is that the pre-planned operation starts to roll out. Now, I actually would rather everything was in the public eye. I think people have a right to see it. But I'm not in government. And I understand that other people wish certain things never, ever, ever to become public. For instance, what is it like to have an ex-president that might be a big criminal? What are you going to do there? Are you going to do it quietly? Or are you going to do it publicly? And I think there are some people in that category that will be done publicly, and I think some will be done privately. And I'll just give you this little clue. Whenever you see a important person in the coffin, they've passed on, and they have the flag over them, you'll notice that there's a little trick here, that when that person is a good person, the flag is neatly pressed, properly tied, properly right. When that person is not so good, there are wrinkles and creases in the flag. And this is a little inside information that they use to let people know who's really in there.
My goodness, Simon. Fascinating stuff. It's been a half hour, and it seems like we could speak for another hour or two at least. I appreciate you very much. You're a godly man, obviously. I would like to think that I am, and the viewers of the show are as well. Thank you very much indeed for your time and for the information that you have, and thank you for sharing it on this program. I truly do appreciate it.
Well, you know, I thank you and I thank your audience. It's very kind of you to think of me, to invite me. And when fingers crossed, as we say here in the United Kingdom, if we get over to America, then, you know, I'd be delighted to meet you when this silly COVID thing has all right. been sorted out and you can do some interviews. I really want to come to America because I really feel that that's where the work is. That's where I think I can operate the best. And there's a lot of reconstruction in the US. I'm talking about moral. I'm talking about the fabric of people's lives. That's got to be put right. And anything I can do to play with that, then I'll certainly, you know, throw my hat into the ring.
Excellent.
So thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and count me in. And when you do make it, let's keep in touch.
Yes.
And let's do that. Let's get together and chat again in the future. I'd like to see if we can get your friend Charlie Ward to join us one of these days. Maybe that.
Yes. I'm sure we will do. I think, you know, we like other people doing it because then we don't get taken down.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
God bless to you, and God bless to your audience.
Oh, thank you, Simon. God bless you. God bless your family. Hang on just one moment. We'll wrap up here on the right side with Doug Billings. Ladies and gentlemen, Simon Parks. Wow. That's about the summary. The only word that comes to mind. A lot of information, a lot of important information. We are grateful for you always for watching. Please make sure that you subscribe to us on all of the podcast platforms that are out there. Check us out on YouTube, and we will be in touch right here on the right side with Doug Billings. Cheers.